A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
After the crew of the Tin Sparrow solved the murder of Nundris the Hutt, they spent the next several months continuing to work for Verbok, traveling the galaxy to find and secure numerous other artifacts, treasures, and so much more. But the crew didn't just work nonstop. They also took some time for themselves and to have their own adventures. This is Kale D-Bags. Okay, so what are you doing? Give me kind of a brief, like, what you're doing over those 4 months, like, or what your plan is. You talked about training.
Yeah, I needed to retrain myself now that I've got a little bit more experience with building my character in general. Mm-hmm. I realized that I wanted to, you know, retrograde Kale to fit his plans a little bit more. I know we wrote it down, but I've got to retrain. It's basically so I can dual-wield pistols without taking such a big penalty.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I'm bringing it back. I'm still a gunner. I'm still a Western cowboy.
All right. Deal. So I'm picturing you go to Verbok and you express interest in, like, maybe training under him and his crew.
Yeah.
Of, like, essentially soldiers that he has. And so you spend some time with them and you train. To gain some of those skills and stuff from them. So that's, you do that in that 4 months. So tonight, what we're going to do is, you expressed interest in finding your ship, the one that blew up.
At least what's left of it.
What's left of it.
We had to leave it in a...
Such a rush.
It's such a rush. We never touched on it.
Yeah. So we find you and Chubrub have returned to Nar Shaddaa in hopes of finding the remains of the sweet Memzo.
Yeah.
So you guys go back to the spaceport where you guys landed. Harbor. Yep. And you talk to some people, and the authorities, they remember. They remember the ship blowing up.
Do I have any fines? Is there just, like, some sort of rule for having a faulty ship explode in the middle? Were there any deaths? There
no casualties? One died. No. No. Yeah, there's minimal damage.
You sure nobody died?
Yeah.
It was a big explosion.
You know what's fucked up when the gods are arguing? You know what's fucked up when the gods are arguing about? No. Did people die? I don't know.
No, we didn't have anyone die. We never said anyone
died. How many dead babies were there in this incident?
Yeah, there was an orphanarium. There was just an orphanarium
Roll for dead babies. If there was, like, miscellaneous staff around anywhere near it.
Nah, they're fine.
Refueling it.
Nah, they're fine.
Anything like that. No, okay.
Now, you know this fool didn't pay for them to refuel.
One dude had minor contusions. You got a make-a-wish thing. It was cool.
You know this fool.
You got a make-a-wish thing.
By the way, I'm about to tweet the shit out of that. Roll for dead babies.
Roll for dead
babies. So they tell you that the ship was carted off to, like, a local junkyard. And they give you directions to where it is.
They wouldn't tell me how much is left of it, because I would probably be drastically asking.
Well, and it's been, at this point, about 3 months.
Okay, I was going to ask the time frame on that, because I really feel like I got really distracted.
Yeah, it blew up and you guys left and you, like, never... I mean, you went back to Nar Shaddaa, but you never went back.
Yeah, I never really... I should have focused on it a little bit more.
Yeah, so you guys catch, like, a taxi over to the junkyard, and I guess you walk in.
Okay, and as we're walking in, I chub her up. There better be something left of this shit.
Oh, there's going to be something. If it's useful, I don't know. It'll be there-ish, maybe.
If I can't handle this, and I need to leave,
Oh man, I got you.
Okay, cool.
Yo,
cool.
I got a flask. I got some butter. We'll get through this.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Whatever.
So you guys enter. They have like a little like entrance building sort of thing right at the kind of like the parking lot area of like there's like a building, a little tiny kind of like a trailer building, and then just you can see behind it is just like
just wreckage
from other like ships and speeders and junk, home appliances. You know, it's a junkyard, right? So kind of your typical thing. But you guys walk in, and there's a Toydarian, and he's just kind of fluttering behind a desk, just kind of, you know, with his little wings, just. And he sees you guys walk in. And he's like, "Hey, how may I help you, boys?"
Hey, how's it going? What's your name?
My name is Jackson Latodarian.
Jackson, all right, cool. So we're here to find the remains of a ship that probably was delivered about 3 months ago.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if you've got like a reference system or if you found some way to keep records of all of the ships.
So he starts typing into his computer database sort of thing, and he's like, "All right, so you said the last 3 months. Let's see what we got here. Okay, we've got 4 personal speeders. We've got, let's see, there's some speeder bikes, and then there's one mid-sized transport ship. Looked like it may have held like about 6 people in it or so, just kind of like a..."
Do you have an ID on that ship?
Yeah, what's the ID on that ship?
It looks like it may have been owned by someone's last name is D-Bag.
No. Yep. Yes.
Was that any relation to the D-Bag family, the ones who make all the weaponries and stuff?
Is that really important?
No, it's just you don't hear the last name D-Bag a whole lot, so it's just interesting. Name Skywalker every time it pops up.
There's a lot of D-Bags on that planet, I promise you.
Yeah, let's just say...
It's a whole star system full of D-Bags.
Estranged family. We don't talk.
Whatever. I don't care.
Where is this junk? I need to see my sweet Memzo now.
So he does some more typing and stuff. He's like, "All right, okay, yeah, I know where that's at. If you guys will just follow me." And he takes you guys out. You guys jump on like a little personal speeder that seats like 4 people.
Yeah.
And it's got like a little tow cable thing behind it, or like on the back, a little hitch sort of thing to bring stuff back. But you guys, it's like a little golf cart size little speeder. Very small. And so there's the 2 people in the front, and then there's 2 seats in the back, but those face the back direction.
You're right, like a golf cart.
Like a golf cart.
Sure.
So who's sitting where?
I'm sitting up in the front.
Okay.
I'm
going
to be looking.
Yeah, I'll sit in the back.
Feet all dangling off the side
and shit. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm looking around looking for anything that might be fun to play with or shiny or something that might look good welded on to PN15.
Oh, God. So you guys, he takes you through some like winding, not really pathway. I mean, they're kind of paths, but it's obvious that like stuff has just been dumped and then like pushed aside for this to get through. Not very organized, but I guess he has a system.
Yeah.
And he gets you to the remains of your ship, and there's not a lot left. But you can tell it's yours because he points out and he's like, "Yeah, you see the graffiti there? That's yours. It looks like it says 'fuck humans.'"
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if that happened. You know, whoever blew your ship up I don't know. If it was already there, or maybe it happened here, I'm not really sure, but people have been commenting a lot.
Sure, left it in a bad neighborhood. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I mean, humans do suck.
No argument here.
No argument there. Can we all just, like, agree as 3 different races that aren't humans? They suck.
They're garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're crap.
Yeah.
There's one... Or like 2 that I tolerate, appreciate, adore, idolize. What were we talking about? My ship.
Your ship.
My Memzo.
Yeah. So,
is there a whole lot there?
No. There's a couple of.
Would he have a manifesto that I could ask for?
Of like the stuff,
just the listed parts.
The right word. He may have a manifesto, but he probably has a manifesto.
You got to be careful. We're talking about all this racial outrage.
Does he have a manifesto?
For a manifesto
that we could write together.
I do have a manifesto.
This is how political parties start.
It's actually been
three guys in a junkyard. This is how the revolution starts.
It's racist shit.
It's actually, my manifesto was inspired by your ship.
No.
It's called the Fuck Humans Manifesto. For too long. Just kidding. So he has a small like list
Mind
of
ship.
Stuff.
Sorry. Nope.
He has a small list of the remains that were brought back. A lot of it is the like exterior hull.
Yeah, hull, yeah, sure.
Of the ship.
Hull.
Of the ship.
Hull.
Yeah. There's a couple of like electronic parts and stuff, but like the engine, your hyperdrive, a lot of that stuff went up with the explosion.
Sure.
Because the explosion like triggered that
and
stuff.
If it was my jacuzzi that exploded this actual thing, it was pretty much the centerpiece of my entire ship.
Yeah.
Did you just build an entire ship around a jacuzzi?
Yes.
That's not something to be ashamed of, I
nope.
guess.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, if this is your ship, you know, we've been holding it for like 3 months now. There's a small fee for taking stuff or whatever. If you're just going to leave it here, it's no big deal. We'll sell it. It's fine. We'll sell the scrap. But if you're going to take it, there's a small fee. Again, it's like 200 credits. It's no big deal. It's just, it's like a holding fee. You know, because we, based on the paperwork here, you left it.
Yeah.
Like, and it blew up, and then no one knew where to find you, how to get a hold of you.
Got super busy. Got, like, super busy.
Do we have a workshop or something we can take this to? Or, like, a working area? Like, something we can haul the wreckage to?
Well, I mean, if you guys need this shipped anywhere...
We're shipping it back to...
You,
shipping the ship.
You're shipping the ship, the remains back to you. I think the plan was to Tatooine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we can... Yeah, we could set something up, have it shipped to whoever you need it to, even off planet. So,
I'm not going to be able to build a new ship from,
no.
from the remains
no, no,
of this.
No. Not a new ship.
No, but you can do something
ideas?
To honor its memory, man.
I got to. I mean, we could build a small statue.
Have you considered a really, really big bomb?
And you know
it's already done that once. Seems pretty good at it.
You know what I always wanted to do? And don't laugh at me.
I'll try.
I always wanted to get into pod racing.
Alright.
I was thinking possibly some of this wreckage could be turned into a chassis. And I don't know, you probably got more technical knowledge than I do.
The sweet Mimzo could fly again, man.
Let's do it. So you just let us know the fees, and we'll go ahead and give you the coordinates where we need to drop this off.
All right, so he tells you that it's going to be about 3,000 credits. Well, that's with the fee and with the shipping to Tatooine.
Totally worth it.
And you guys let him know, I guess, to take it to the pod racing arena where Thorben is with Mardosh and Mos Espa, and it's no problem for them.
Are there any other engines that we could salvage from any of the other wrecks here or anything like that we could pull from the ship?
There's a couple of engines and stuff, but a lot of them are for bigger... I mean, there's a couple of speeder bikes, which are, like, too small. Speeders, which maybe not fast enough. But you've got Thorben, who is building pod racers, so...
That's true.
Hey, you know who could really do this idea some justice?
I don't know, Kale.
Thorben.
Oh, Thorben, I love that dude!
I miss Thorben so much.
This
would be
a
perfect excuse to hit him up.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna text him a little bit later.
No, dude, text him right now.
Hold on, yeah.
It was a good idea. We can't let that wait.
You up? What time is it on Tatooine?
Who gives a fuck what time it is?
Poop emoji.
He's a 14-year-old boy. He's gonna be jacking off anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably true. He had murder boners.
Yeah, it was a proud day.
It gets weird. All right. Let's get this over to Thorben and see if I can get Thorben.
Yeah,
contacted.
He knows how to build that kind of crap.
Set up some time.
Okay. So you guys pay the 3,000 credits, and you guys get on your ship. It'll be there
in two days. I'm going to tip that guy, Hundo.
Okay.
That was nice.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, yeah.
keep us in mind. Anything good pops up.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so you guys go and you get on your ship, and you guys fly back to Tatooine. It takes about 2 days to get there. You guys get there, and you actually see your ship is already being loaded into the kind of the, I'm trying to think of the, like the workshop area. I don't know what to call it. The garage.
Sure.
And
see, Chubrub, this is why you pay for a Prime delivery account.
No, man, I totally get it.
Yeah.
It's worth that yearly fee.
It really is. It's paying for itself. It pays for itself.
Yeah.
Now, was that Speeder Bay or was that Spamazon?
Spamazon. Not canon.
Yeah, not canon.
And...
Yeah, you keep making Amazon jokes, Ross is going to kill you. Stepping on his.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You guys watch as the droids like move your stuff over to like an empty area of the garage that you guys are going to, I guess, start working on your pod racer.
Shirtless montage.
Yeah. You guys start going through the wreckage. You're like pulling pieces that you can use and stuff. And then you see a Bith start walking your way. And he's got a little data pad out. And he's kind of like doing stuff. And he's looking at other pod racers that are down there. And he's walking in your direction.
Is it Thorben?
Thorben!
Thorben! Thorben!
I'm going to run up to him.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Get over here, you beautiful son of a bitch.
I kiss him on his bald head.
He kind of like scrunches his shoulders up like.
I'm going to run up and give him a big old bear hug. So, except I'm wee, so it's like a little bear hug.
Yeah. He kind of just pats you on the head. And he runs his fingers behind your ear a little bit. It's kind of like.
Gives you a little eye
nuzzle.
Yeah. And he's like, hey guys, I got your text about getting a pod racer built. I see you guys got your stuff here already.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask, is there any way we can preserve the Jakku's?
Oh, it doesn't look like there's any Jakku's pieces in there. It looks like it may have gotten toasted.
That thing was scrap metal.
But how's this? How about like a Jacuzzi cockpit?
I mean, there's no pieces of the Jakku's left. This is mostly just the hull and a couple of, looks like some electronics we might be able to use, but...
I'm still making a mental note that at some point my potential future racer could have Jacuzzi capability. Let's not scrap it, for the lack of a better word. But
first time I've ever heard him say that.
Let's side table it.
Well, that and also I'm dealing with scrap.
So yeah. It's like I can draw up some plans for that eventually, let's get to work. I've got some spare parts. I've got some engines from some racers that have not fared well in our races, and then we'll see if we can throw something together.
Nice. I've taken a little bit of oil and I've smudged it on parts of my cheeks to look like I've already been working, so we're good. Let's go.
Just one question. The part... That says fuck humans.
Yeah.
Do you want that? Is that necessary?
I don't think it's necessary,
okay.
Honestly.
All right.
Can I have it?
That's very big. I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Yeah, if you look at the picture, the entire front,
it's like a huge chunk of the hole. It's not like someone spray painted it on there. It's like he went out with a roller and was like,
I painted it.
And painted it on. Yeah.
Like a Banksy sort of paste print.
Yeah.
It's a permanent. Tile Space Invader graffiti shit. Space
right.
Invader.
So yeah, it'll take about a week for you guys to get all the parts, get it all cut, and like, cause you have to like reshape pieces of the Memzo to make it kind of fit and stuff. Kind of give me a brief description of what it looks like or what you're imagining it looking like in your head. Because you've got like Anakin's little pod racer with the big engines. Or not big, but the mid-size engines. But then you got Zabulba's with like the fucking huge monstrous engines. You've got the people that have like the four. There's a whole bunch of different types of pod racers. What are you thinking your mini sweet Memzo looks like? And also, what do you name it?
You think of the name while I describe. So what I was thinking, what it would have is, you know that was it Zabulba's that has just like a big honking one? It's got like, it's like an X on the front. So the couplings. So yeah. I'll describe it from the couplings to the back, to the chassis. I want, like, two. It looks like a double-barreled front side. It's not as huge as that one. It's probably mm-hmm. a mid-range size.
Okay.
And then the couplings come off to the back. Don't ask me why, but they split. They both split off into two carbines each on that side, and then they come back to the chassis. It's like some weird one large piece, four small pieces behind the two couplings. Because you know that cable that comes around.
Can you doodle it real quick?
Yeah, I can doodle
it. I'm just having trouble picturing that.
I'll show you. And then when it comes back to the chassis is... I feel like it would be modeled like a miniature version of what my ship was. Kind of like, almost like an A-wing style like shape.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yellow, white. And obviously, it's been retouched a lot to get rid of graffiti.
Yeah, because the ship was like primarily brown.
Okay. Yeah.
With the hull was. I mean, the yeah. I mean, there's, but you have like those yellow stripes and stuff.
Stripes of orange.
Yeah. So you kind of a brown ship with like stripes of orange and stuff on it.
Yeah.
So it kind of looks like your old ship.
Polished it up a little bit.
Okay.
While we were there, I mean, the parts that weren't.
Yeah, and they were able to. Marked. You guys were able to use a lot of again, like the stuff that was salvaged. Like it's almost 90%, except for the engines. But the body is like 90% made from the Sweet Mimzo.
Sweet Mimzo.
So what? So what's the name of the ship? What'd you guys name it?
All right. So hear me out. Thorben helped make it.
Okay.
Born of the D bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's the T bag.
Oh, the T bag.
The sweet tea bag.
The sweet tea bag. Oh, yes. Oh, so good. Genius is inspired in moments like these, and it fucking is amazing. Yeah, right. The sweet tea bag.
All right.
That is the best name for a pod racer I ever heard.
I'm just like wiping tears from my big red eyes.
I know you can't tell because of my eyes, but I'm normally not as red as this.
I got like a huge eyedropper, and I just dip, right into both eyes.
So you take it out on some test runs; it runs great. Thorben is like the best.
Yeah, Thorben's a freaking prodigy.
Yeah, and you spend about another week or two there, doing like test races and just having fun and hanging out. You hang out with Mardosh; she gives you some more Bantha butter.
One shot of me turning it on successfully. Yeah. Just going,
it's working! It's working!
I don't care if you need that. I just kind of want that as a sound bite. You can edit that out later.
No, Chub Rub's going to hop down into the cockpit and just fucking pimp slap him.
Ow! Okay, I deserve that.
Now this is pod racing.
This is all part
and
of that.
And I killed myself.
That song montage. And Thorben just like looking up from an engine, shaking his head and going back
So Thorben comes up to you guys and he's like, hey, you know, this is probably like the best pod racer I've ever built. Like this is the fastest one. I really think that you could win some races with this. And there's a race like next weekend. You should maybe like enter.
Hey, hold on, shut up. I just thought of something. This pod racer that we've got here, boys, is like the best pod racer out there. There's a race coming up, and I'm thinking we enter.
Yeah, that's literally what I got you,
Thorbs. I appreciate your support.
I'm just going to kind of give him the side eye and eat some Rodian jerky.
Mm.
And not just say anything, just kind of shake my little Ewok head.
And that's a yes from the furry one. Let's do this.
All right. So you enter into the race. It's a 500 credit entry fee.
Where is this?
It's there at the pod racing arena that you guys are currently at.
Okay. On Tatooine?
Yeah.
I'm going to bet on my boy D-Bag.
Okay.
How much? What are the bets?
Well, he is the lowest. He's like the lowest one because he's a brand new racer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's ranked the lowest. So I think betting on him was it 100 credits?
I'm going to lay 10 grand on my boy Baby T, Sweet Tea Bag.
Whoa. Okay.
You also, at this point, you call Willie because Willie said to let him know.
Yeah, I'm going to call Willie.
And so he also places a bet, and we'll get to that on his recording.
Okay.
what he does. So
a lot of pressure riding on me, guys.
Before the race starts, I'm gonna get the crate dragon tooth necklace that I had made and put it over your head.
You got this, man. Go win big, chubby some money.
I appreciate your support and your level of friendship, and I got you something.
Give me that W.
Okay.
That W.
But I did get you some spicy Szechuan style Rodian.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Stuff expensive.
All right. So a couple more days pass. You train on the course. You get ready to go.
Push-ups.
And then it's the day of the race. And there are there's five other pod racers there.
I've nervous puked like three times.
You're out there getting ready. There's a small crowd because it's just kind of like a one-off race. It's not for like a huge championship like the last one you guys were at.
Like a youth soccer game.
Yeah, pretty much. the racers that are there this time, you may recognize some of them from the last time you were here. There's Sammer Catcher.
Sammer Catcher Rye.
He is once again still in first place. He's held his title.
That guy.
Second is Jax Blaze. Third is YouTube Bathins. And right in the middle is not necessarily a newcomer, but wasn't here the last time you guys were here. Mm. Is Farid Chopra.
Farid Chopra.
Farid.
Farid.
Chopra. Farid Chopra.
Wow, what a name.
And then underneath him is Voner Zatak.
Voner.
Voner's Attack. Mm-hmm. And then in fifth place is Corsten Thromain. And then you, Kel D-Bag.
Hi.
Slated in the sixth position. You guys get your pod racer out and in position. The other racers are there with their like little droids and whatnot. Everyone's getting their ships ready.
Yeah.
I'll
be looking at like a holocom of like readout of the other ships, just getting like a feel for who all's driving what.
Yeah.
What's good about their vehicles? Reading stats.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Holographic baseball
mechanics?
Card.
Sure.
That is a 11, I think.
Okay.
It's not a good roll.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I just want to know which ships look the fanciest.
Look the fanciest?
Obviously, the first three are very nice and well kept. The Sammer has like the big old dual engines, kind of like Sebulba's. Yeah, it kind of looks like Sebulba's big old, not the same shape, but just like,
not
just
like the
very
X, but big,
but very big dual engines.
Hell yeah!
Jax Blaze is significantly smaller, more like Anakin's, just the very small and like very aerodynamic looking.
Nice.
And then YouTube Athens is kind of just your typical looking pod race, not necessarily anything super fancy looking about it, but it's very clean. It keeps it very, it's like kind of like a chromed out body.
Cool.
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah. Looks very nice.
Is there any way I can get down to the starting line? And
yeah, you're down there with them.
You're my pit crew.
Yeah, you're like, it's you and Kale and Thorben. You're all down there. Again, you're making final adjustments. You're tightening bolts. And
is there any chance I could stealth over and fuck with one of their ships?
You can give me a stealth check and we can find out.
All right. I'm going after Sammer Catcher's ship.
Okay.
Here's my stickety-stickety stealth. That is 24.
Yeah, he doesn't see you.
Yeah, him. Nor his crew notice you scamper up to his pod racer. What are you doing?
Could I acknowledge mechanics to see if I could disconnect like a brake or something?
Sure.
That would fuck him up mid-flight.
Uh-huh.
A 14?
You don't necessarily see the line that connects like the brakes, but you do see what looks like a bunch of wires.
Yeah, I'm just going to bloop.
Cut the blue one.
Like all, just rip them out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind that this is like the hurting locker or the hurt locker.
Give me
stealth?
Yeah, stealth. I was going to say like a strength check sort of thing because you're pulling on it.
All right.
So you could do a stealth.
And I've got a dagger. I can just do that.
Okay, yeah, true.
I actually got a vibro dagger. So I'll just
be stealthy.
Yeah,
stealthing my brains out. I'm going to use my reroll for the day.
Okay.
That's much better.
Yeah. It just went from 0 to 60.
The die went from a 3 to a 19.
Oh, shit.
And my bonus is a plus 17.
Okay.
So
that is a successfully sneaky sabotage.
So did I just sneak attack the...
Yeah.
The pod racer?
You did.
Technically.
It goes down one of the condition track.
Okay.
It's actually a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Vehicles can go down on the condition track.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's right. Nice.
So, yeah.
Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage. That's funny.
I'm just going to chub rub my way on out of there.
Okay.
Do I have enough time to get to another ship?
Yeah, we'll say you have enough time to get to one more ship.
All right, I'm going to get after Jack's place, because that motherfucker cost me a lot of money.
This is just a personal vendetta thing. This is not even going to help me out there.
Yeah. It's, you know, column A, column B,
right, crossover.
Two birds.
Scratching all the backs. All right, stiggity stealth. That is a 28.
That's a success.
There you Sweet.
Go. You sneaky fucker.
All right.
Love it.
Same stuff.
Same thing?
Mechanics and then stealth?
Dude, give me a mechanics first, and we'll...
Oh, shit. That is a 19.
Okay. Yeah. What are you looking for specifically? Brakes or...
Same thing. Something that would skeeve them out while they're driving.
Okay.
Maybe potentially something that would reverse his steer column or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe jam his steer so the first time he does a hard turn, it just locks.
Yeah. Yeah. He could end up going Ooh. Into somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. So you successfully do that. You find the cable you're looking for. You like unplug it, plug it into something else, plug the other thing in. So yeah, when he tries to do a hard turn, it's just gonna lock that steering up.
Destroyed.
Now he'll be able to do normal turns as long as he doesn't whip it. But if he tries to whip his pod racer, it's gonna lock it up.
Nice.
All right, I am gonna make my way back over to the sweet tea bag.
Okay.
And I'm gonna like.
Yo, D bag. Hey.
Where the hell did you go?
Don't worry about it. Hey, just come down here real quick.
What's going on?
Should be quiet. So look, if you get up on Jack's Blaze, he cannot turn very hard.
And how would you? You know what? I don't want to know.
Intimate knowledge of mechanics.
Yeah, sure.
And that ship looks like if you forced him to make a hard turn, he'd have a very bad day.
Okay.
Also, I put a lot of money on you, so.
I know. I've thrown up like 3 times about it.
Do you want some booze or some butter?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Maybe like a roll of constitution check to not have another nervous puke.
Yeah, so you don't puke again by the mention of butter.
Okay, no, I get it. I swallowed it down. It's 19.
Yeah. Well,
technically, it would be an attack, a verbal attack from Chub Rub grossing you out versus your fortitude defense.
What do I roll for a gross out?
I don't even know. At 19, he chokes it down. But now you've got a little heartburn. You've got a little bit of heartburn
acid
going on.
Reflux.
Yeah. So you hear there's a warning sound. You hear that, and the droids and all of them start making their way off the track. You guys, Thorben guides you over to where you guys need to go, and you guys go stand off to the side a little bit. There's another like beep, and you see everyone's engines kick on. Everyone starts getting ready to go.
Can I get some meat on a stick?
Oh yeah, of course he would.
Watch this.
Okay, yeah. There's vendors and stuff walking around. You know, like meat on a stick.
I'm just gonna
get your meat on a stick.
Hey man, come over here. That meat on a stick.
Yeah. 5 credits.
How many sticks you got?
43.
I want them all.
Oh my god.
43 times 5.
I'm just going to give the dude 1,000 credits.
215.
You give him 1,000 credits, he like just whips the thing off of him. He gives all the and he just pockets that money and walks out.
Thanks, my man.
Well, I am done for the day.
I am done for the day.
So I'm in my cockpit and I'm doing stretches and stuff, and I pull off the lock bar that I've had. I take a key.
Allahu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so no one can steal your...
Yeah, but it's like, I've got 2 joysticks looking things, but it was just between those 2 joysticks. It was serving no purpose.
No purpose other than at it was. There's like an announcer who's giving the rundown for the crowd. The crowd's cheering. Again, it's only about maybe 150 people in comparison to like the thousands that this place can see. It's just a small race. It's not a big deal. He's announcing all the racers. He's naming them. They're all waving and stuff, and he gets,
And our newcomer, Mr. Kale D-Bag and the Sweet Tea D-Bag.
Hey guys, he fucked up my name.
I'm gonna throw a meat skewer at the announcer.
He's like way up there. Yeah, in the box.
So I'm still gonna throw it.
Five yeah, rows away.
Doesn't even no. lands in the crowd somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, the person's like, oh my. And then he's like, oh, free meat stick. And then the announcer's like,
racers, on your mark, get set.
And then you're like in a loud buzzer. And the lights turn green.
Nice.
And you guys take off. So let's give me some piloting checks from our pilots. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I know it has been a while since we have put out an episode. We have been very busy, and more specifically, I have been very busy working on the Kevisode and doing all these other things that just kind of have gotten behind. So I apologize for this episode being a little bit later in September than you guys would have cared for. Speaking of the Kevisode, it is officially out. If you want to be able to listen to the Kevisode, go to our patreon.com/8bitgeek. Join that for as little as $5 a month. You have access to extended episodes of the 8-Bit Geek, and now you also have access to the Kevisode. It's a really funny episode that Caleb actually edited for us, and he did a phenomenal job. He's actually going to be working on our 8-Bit Horror Fest episode that we just recorded recently. That's going to be out on the 8-Bit Geek channel sometime in October. And so I can't wait for you guys to listen to that one. It's going to be creepy and spooky. And all that stuff. Speaking of the 8-Bit Geek, make sure you go check out our other shows on our network, such as 8-Bit Legends, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. They all have a lot of shows, a lot of episodes, so you guys can just binge listen to other shows while we try to get this one put out and together and whatnot. You can also join our Discord, and you can also get t-shirts at 8bitgeek.threadless.com. For the Discord, go to our website, the 8bitgeek.com, and you'll find links, again, to our Discord, to the store I just mentioned, to our Twitter, our Facebook, our Twitch pages, so you can watch us while we play PUBG, because that's all anyone is playing these days. Just help go support us, and, support the other shows, and all that fun stuff. You can follow us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. You can follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. If you tweet at us using the 8-bit saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you. There are no named characters in this episode, but thank you to all those who have been tweeting at us, even still, to have a character named after you. As you can kind of tell, we're doing something a little different in this little arc where we wanted to do some character development and stuff. And so one session, I sat down with everyone almost pretty much individually, and they got to have their own little pocket adventures that takes place during this four-month time period that the Kevisode takes place during that time, too. So once we get through all of these, everyone should have their own episode just about. Once we get through these, we'll be back onto the they're kind of them doing missions and stuff, and we'll have more named characters. So, again, thank you for the support. Thank you for waiting and listening to our shows over and over again. Thank you for those who have become patrons to listen to the Kevisode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And the next episode should be out October 6th if all goes well and work slows down and just life slows down and all that stuff. Let's get back to the episode. This one is one of my favorites. It's a lot of fun. Kale, man. Just Kale. All right.
So it's 12 plus 19.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Not too bad.
That's a good one.
Nice little 31 there.
All right. So you have a good start. You just take off.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Can they both hear me on the pit comm?
Yeah.
If they need to give me any race advice and stuff. Okay, cool.
You just hear me loudly chewing in your ear.
Okay. You can cut that out right now.
You
take one of those meat sticks for me.
You can do it, sir.
Thanks, Thorbs.
Samur Catcher was a measly 11.
Yeah.
Jax Blaze, a weak 14.
Ooh. What did Bathins have?
20. Chopfra, 7. Zatok, 15. Thromane, 15.
All right. So you guys take off. You just bolt. You're just ahead of, like, everybody.
Not even
ahead
of the pack. Not even ready for how much speed you get.
You just fucking just take off.
Awesome.
Behind you is Thormane. He's still behind you, but he had a good start also. And then Zatok and Bathins, they're right on his heel. They're nice. Kind of not too far behind him. And then behind them is Blaze, kind of right, again right on their heel. Right behind them is Samur Catcher. And then in the very last place is Chopfra. Chopfra had a very slow start, kind of like a kind of stalled out. Yeah, kind of stalled out a little bit right there. Wasn't in the right gear. It's kind of like, it took off.
Rookie move.
Yep. So you guys continue on. Give us another piloting check.
Yeah. 24.
Samur Catcher, 25.
All right.
Then Jax Blaze, 19. You two Bathins, 20. Chopfra, 4.
This poor idiot.
And Zatok and Thromane both had nat ones.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So,
oh yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Okay. So,
what just happened?
Samur Catcher just had a catastrophic engine failure.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Oh, look at that. I made it 75 to 100, and I rolled 100.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Oh, what do you know? Yeah. It's like something horrible happened by accident.
So you just take off. You.
It's one of those ones where we're still so close that everyone immediately turns their head, except for Chubrub. Like, just eating a meat-sickle. An entire crowd of people in grandstands turn left at this explosion. Or this noise. Whatever,
yeah.
Except for Chubrub. And the guy that he hit in the eye with the fucking meat.
So you just take off. Again, you're still far in the lead.
Yes.
Behind you, you hear Corson, Thormane, like you hear something wrong. But you don't necessarily see what's happening. The crowd can see if he starts swerving. Like something is happening, and he just swerves to the left and just runs right into Zatok. It just, you see them just kind of like crash, and you see some explosions. And then, like the other racers, they kind of continue through. But when they swerve and they're flipping and all this stuff, it's right into Samur Catcher.
Oh no! Just had like engine failure.
Uh-huh. Like his engine, like failure, like one of his engines just went off course, just flew. So he swerved and he just went right into the other explosion.
Oh,
there's a huge explosion, which then causes Chopfra to like slam on their brakes.
Because he rolled a 7.
Or
a 4.
Or 4. Sorry, 4.
So he's way back there now. And you are in the lead. And the other two, Blaze and Bathins, they're behind. The race right now is really between the two of them to see who's going to get second place, because you have just busted out the
holy
lead.
Holy crap, what's going on back there?
Lots of crazy shit. Long story short, your odds of winning just went up a lot.
Man, I'm so good.
Yeah, man, you are the best. You got this. You are the best goddamn pilot on Tatooine.
Thanks, brother.
Hey.
All right, give us another check.
All right. 24 again.
All right.
10 for Jax Blaze, and an 18 for you two Bathins. Oh, yeah, Chop for Stilling. A 2.
This poor idiot.
Yeah. All right. So,
baby's first pod
after
race.
He slammed on the brakes, his engine stalled out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's already having engine
trying
issues.
To do that,
yeah.
That whole thing where he's covering the hat, the doing flaps. The catch stuff. Yeah. Trying to restart his engine.
Yep. You continue going. Bathins pulls the lead into second place. Blaze is right behind him. And, yeah, Chopra is just trying as hard as they can to get through this. They're trying right now, like, at their engine issues still, because, again, they slammed on their brakes, it came to a stop, and everything kind of, like, went hinky after they just got going. And now they're trying to, like, get around the wreckage in front of them to get back on course. Give us another check.
Ooh. Well, all the good things come to an end every once in a while. That's a natural one.
20 for Blaze.
Wow. Son of a bee.
21 for Bathins. And a 5 for Chupfra. a nat 1 on a skill check isn't an automatic failure.
Sure.
It's just a 1.
It's going to be 13.
Okay. So it's still not awful.
No, it's not the worst.
So you start to come to a part that's a little more windy and stuff, and you kind of overthink it a little bit, and so you slow down way more than you should. Yeah. And so you're still in the lead, but you're not as much as you were. And the other two, Blaze and Bathins, are again neck and neck with each other, and still almost completely at the starting line is Chopper.
It's at just the starting line.
Like, pretty much.
Almost. Yeah, he's just almost.
Yeah. It's not at the starting line, but he's pretty fucking close to it.
Really?
Like, the people in the stadium can't see you guys anymore. You guys have made it far enough, but they can still see him. You guys have made it away out of view. And now they're watching it on the screens. Screen. Yeah, but they can still see him.
Oh, my God. That's so good. That's
and
so
there,
good.
At this point, there's, like, not security, but there's, like, emergency personnel and on droids, like, running out to the wreckage.
The three pod razor pile
just in
up.
Case.
Just in case. So, give us another check.
Let's do it.
I think this is number 5. And this point, this is this is where it starts. You do a lot of turning and stuff through like the caverns and stuff.
You should try and knock Blaze out this race.
All right, if he comes up on me, we're gonna lock horns.
I mean, it's already pretty.
I rolled windy. A 25.
Okay.
Jeez. Blaze got a 10. Bathins got a 22. Mm. And poor Chopra in the back with a 6.
Womp womp.
The funny thing is, the die I'm using for Chopra is usually one of my better dice. Wow. It's just rolling shit right now.
Rolling garbage.
It was meant to be.
All right.
Some might even say there's a force behind it.
A force behind it. Yeah. So you guys continue making your way through. I mean, you're pulling the turns and you're doing well, and they are not necessarily on your hill, but you're hearing the engines now behind you for you two Bathins. They're right up on you.
Oh. All right.
It's all right, buddy. Home stretch. Bring it home now.
Let's go.
You guys are coming up on a huge turn that's going to lead you through like a pretty flat part of the desert, but it's got a lot of like huge
mesa things.
Yeah, this huge
spires.
The spires and stuff.
Oh, about to hit a big turn, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
About to hit a big turn. You turn that, shit. And you're in that. And then you're in that.
Straight away.
So give us some checks.
Oh, sweet. Here we go. Come on. 20.
Checks, please. Got a nat one. So.
On top of?
So that's a 4, a 5.
Okay.
For him total.
Mm-hmm.
10 for Bathins and a 2 for Chopra.
Jesus.
I don't understand. It's just ridiculous.
All right.
To be fair, he's going to walk away from this race.
There's
3 people who have not.
He's
who are
still
not
probably
going to.
Super happy that he's not dead.
Dead.
Yeah. He's just watching the wreckage and the EMT trying to like pass them. Just chugging. Stalling in front of them. It's got to be the funniest
thing. You make the turn without any issues and you just keep going. You use the momentum of the turn and just pull it tight and you just keep going.
I call this one a Tatooine drift.
Please never say that again.
Yeah. Bathins breaks it a little too much. I mean, they kind of lose that edge on you. And then behind them, Blaze, their steering doesn't lock because they don't whip it hard enough to lock it, but they feel something wrong. Like, well, this isn't turning right, and they slow down, and they lose their positioning right up next to Bathins. So they're slowing down. But now you're in the with all the spires and stuff, and you're just going to be zigzagging through these.
Awesome.
So give us some checks.
Let's do another one.
All right.
26.
So it's a 15 for Jax Blaze, a 15 for you two Bathins, and a 5 for Chopra. I can't win with this guy.
Yeah.
I've not rolled over a 10 with that dude yet.
So 15 to 15. All right. You have pulled, like, far into the lead. Like, at this point, you are way ahead of them. And they're kind of almost exactly in the same position as they were before. Blaze has not been able to catch up on Bathins at all. And poor Chopra. at this point, like, his pit crew is jogging beside.
Just an astromech pulled up next to it.
they're jogging next to it, trying to fix stuff while they're running.
Yelling at him, he's yelling at them. Yeah. What is, like, he? What is Chopra?
What race is he? Like, it's like a grand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I would say. And, yeah, so he's sitting there just like, what? Come on! The hell, man! What is this? Fuck! So you're out of the spires, nice. And now you're on another kind of section that is going through canyons and stuff.
Ooh,
nice canyons. And you're getting closer towards the end of the race. You've only got about 3 rounds left, including this one. Give us another piloting check.
Hey-o!
30.
All right, that is a 13 for Jax Blaze.
There's no way.
A 9 for you two Bathins.
Oh. These are the best rolls.
And a motherfucking 20.
Yeah.
Nat 20 for nice. Chopra.
Nice.
So he finally got going. Oh, yeah.
So you.
Too little, too late, much?
I know.
Yeah.
At this point, you are just, again, miles ahead of them.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Streets ahead.
They like kind of switch places a little bit. He, even though he didn't necessarily pilot well, he can tell that there's something wrong with his ship, at least though, or his pod racer. He doesn't know what, but he can feel like, ooh, something ain't working right. But he still gains the lead over Bathins. Blaze takes the lead over Bathins. And then cut to Chopra. He's there, and he's yelling at his pit crew, and they're trying to fix stuff. And then all of a sudden, something kicks on, and it just fucking takes off. Just poof. And he's got, like, one of his pit droids, is, like, hanging on to the side because it was in the middle.
He kicked off.
Yeah, because it took off so quickly. It's hanging from the side, just like, yeah. And he's, like, trying to, like, let go! But he's just taking off. All right. So you make it out of the canyons and stuff, and you do that drop off. So you drop down, and you're at another just straightaway, and you can see the arena, the stadium or whatever, just straight ahead. But I need another check.
All right. No whammies, no way. Oh, we'll take it. 22.
Okay, we got an 18 for Jax Blaze, a 6 for you two Bathins, and an 8 for Chopra.
I was born for this, baby.
All right, so you have, at this point, it's pretty safe to say you're going to win. You are so far ahead of everyone else.
Am I the only one left in this race? What is going on?
No, you're just that good,
Thorin,
man.
I'm so fast, Thorin.
I know, sir, it's amazing.
I stand up in my chair to look back and see, like, wave at them a little bit.
Eat my coarse and rough and everywhere sand, bitches.
So Blaze just peels out, like, you know, not peels out, you know what I mean? Like, he just
sure.
He just shakes them
jets
off.
Out.
And yeah, Bathins kind of falls back. Just for whatever reason. Just like, yeah. The him taking off kind of like pushed him back a little bit. Like, there was like the whatever, it kicked him back. And then Chopra's like, he's going. And then the droid falls off. hits his engine and disconnects from the cord, so he loses one of his engines. An engine goes flying off to the side, and he's flying with one engine, and he's just, like, screaming. And the droid's gone.
See, that's what would happen if we didn't get Thorbin in on this.
So true.
Right? And you're getting closer. The end is in sight. Give us one more check.
Got an 18.
All right.
That is a 10 for Blaze.
Yeah, Blaze, you can't catch up, my brother.
A 16 for Bathins. And a 2 for Chumfra.
Okay. So you win. Like, you blow through that. They're like, the announcer's like, that's a new track record! What?
I just made a million credits.
We just made ourselves rich.
Seriously, y'all just made yourselves so freaking rich.
It's
odds on you were 1 to 100.
Yeah, I put 10 grand in for myself.
You bet for me. I'm not sure how much I would have put. I put the amount, the same amount.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
You guys want to retire? Like,
so you guys,
I'm an adrenaline junkie now, though. Oh, what a head rush!
Yeah. So you win, and then a couple of, like, 2 minutes behind you. Comes Bathins. Bathins comes in, and right behind him is Jack Blaze, and they are just really close to each other, and, you know, they both look defeated. And you guys are watching the screen, and you see this pod racer going all over the place with the one engine, and then you just see it just out in the middle of the desert, and he's there, and he, like, whips off his helmet and goggles and stuff, and is, like, beating the shit out of his out of the thing or whatever. And the commentators are talking, you know, about how, like,
oh, poor Fred Chaffra, man, he just didn't stand a chance, did he?
And on the screen, you guys watch as the rest of his pit crew come jogging up next to him.
he didn't get very far.
And he's, like, kicking him, and he gets out, and he's kicking and swatting at him, and, like, kicking his pod racer and stuff.
He's so he's still very close, though, right to the beginning.
Very close.
If I just, like, keep going once I've crossed the finish line, I can do a couple of victory circles around him and his big crew.
Just to troll him.
When he crosses the finish line, I'm just going to freak out and just, like, throw meat everywhere. Just meat in all directions.
Yeah. Yeah, so you win, and Thorbin and Chubrub come running up to you, and you guys are cheering and stuff, and, you know, everyone's cheering because new track record and crazy race with people blowing up at the beginning, and then the back and forth between Blaze and Bathins, and then obviously everyone had a good laugh at Chopra.
Dinner and show.
And you guys go back, you take the pod racer back, you guys have a celebratory dinner with Mardosh, and he's just like, that was one of the best races I have ever seen.
Yeah, like, buddy.
How much would it cost to have you come race for me all the time? Holy shit, my friend.
You're talking that sponsorships.
I will sponsor you. We'll send you all over the galaxy to participate in pod racers everywhere.
You got yourself a pod racer.
I'm going to go up to the payout window and get my credits, and then I'm going to give Thorbin 50 grand.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Thorbin's looking at the 50 grand, and he's like, this is like what I make in, like, a year working for him. This is a lot of money. I don't even know what to do with this right now.
Well, I suggest getting really drunk.
Okay, 14, but sure.
Okay.
Drinking age is 16 here, so I don't...
With that much money, there is no drinking age, buddy.
I've seen you kill a guy.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure you take a man's life, you can have a few shots.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
I've killed a few other people since.
Okay, well, we need
Thorbin,
to
my man.
Put a pin. We need to put high a pin five. In this one. No, don't encourage that. We need to put a pin in this subject, and we are going to return to this at a later date.
Okay.
But until then, I have some gifts for everybody, and I've gotten them Team D-Bag visors and a whole bunch of swag.
Sweet teabag visors.
I like team d-bag.
All right, so you spend a couple more days on Tatooine, and you just head back to Nar Shaddaa or Nal Hutta or wherever the fuck you're going.
I think their base of operations is Nar Shaddaa, right?
I don't know. Furbox on Nal Hutta.
I've done interviews.
Yeah.
We are going around the track real fast, and you know, everything's good. Everything's great. Levels were doing well. You know, I don't know where what the other racers were doing when I was crossing the finish line. All right, I'll talk to you later.
And I like push the camera out of my face.
And that is your adventure.
Yes.
That was a good adventure.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.